Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where I talk about spreading positivity and all sorts of other stuff. Today we are going to be going a little bit more sentimental in our discussion today. I'm going to be talking about the best advice I've been given throughout the entirety of my 18 years of existence, which is not a very long time, but I have been so fortunate to be able to create and engage in a lot of relationships with some really incredible people who have given me a lot of really good advice along the years, and I hope to share that with you guys, and I hope that you take some of this advice with you and go about your life. And I know this advice has helped me grow into the person that I am today, and I hope that this does the same for you too. So without further ado, let's get right on into it. So I will say that the advice that I'm giving can apply to literally every part of your life, and the advice just varies from different people and different aspects. It could apply to your career, your personal life, your relationships, or even just your self-growth, but I hope that this advice is actually helpful. So I'm just gonna get started with let go of things and people that no longer serve you. You shouldn't subject yourself to being involved with things and people that no longer make you feel good. We change and grow over time. Despite, you know, some of us, like myself, are resistant to change, we naturally just grow and change, just like we do out of old clothes. You know, we grow out of them, and you grow out of people, and you grow out of certain things in your life. I no longer am interested in playing with Barbies like I was when I was 4 or 5 years old. Instead, I prefer doing other things, and that is okay, and you shouldn't hold yourself back, because sometimes these things just, they don't serve you anymore, and that is totally okay, and that is totally justifiable, and that is totally acceptable. My second piece of advice also kind of applies to that. You only live one life, so don't waste it on negative people. I actually have a post up on my website about canceling out other people's negativity. If you would like to apply this piece of advice into your life, this is so important. There is no point in spending time surrounding yourself with people who make you unhappy or make you feel bad. You should surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you and make you feel really good. You shouldn't have to feel miserable all the time when you're around these people. When you surround yourself with people, they should, you know, make you feel really good and make you feel like you're doing something good and that you feel good, and that's all that matters. And you shouldn't force yourself to be in these kind of relationships that you're not that huge of a fan of. This next one is something that I really need to work on and that I have really kind of honed in on in the past year, is not stressing over things that you have absolutely no control over. I think I have a post about this as well on my website, but there's no point in making a fuss over something that you have absolutely no impact on. Simply just acknowledge that it's there, acknowledge that, yeah, this kind of sucks, and channel your energy into something else that you can control, like how you react. And this is something that I, again, have really had to work on. It's not about the situation, it's about how you react to it. Because if you react by letting it consume you and you waste your energy on trying to change this when you really can't, you're preventing from putting any positive energy into something that you really, really want to work on. And I know that this is something that I still find myself getting caught up in, that, but it's something to just be mindful of and be aware of, or do something to distract you from that. Do something that makes you feel good. And that's really all you can do. And you just have to live with it and acknowledge that maybe I can't control this, but I can control other things in my life. And I have so many other things that I can control, especially how you react. This next one, you are stuck with yourself for your entire life. Make it count. You only live one life and you're stuck with yourself. You're the only person you can really rely on at the end of the day, because you know yourself best and you've been there the longest. I have to remind myself of this a lot as well. You don't want to live without any regrets. I don't live with any regrets. But you just want to try and stay connected and as present as you can, because that just makes a huge difference in everything you do. If you enjoy everything you do and you take advantage and you learn something, you gain something from everything you do, your life will already feel so much richer and so much better. And I think that that is something that, you know, some people don't really take for granted. You know, you may not wake up tomorrow, and that's, you know, that's not something to, like, you know, be consumed by, but you want to make yourself make yourself and make your life as rich and as great as it could possibly be. And it could even be cherishing like the smaller things. Like today I got so excited because I made a really good matcha latte. And that just makes me happy, and that cherish today, and you just got to live in the moment and reflect on that moment and cherish that, no matter how big or small it is. Now, these next bits of advice come from one of the greatest gifts I have ever received. I'm a sucker for letters and notes from anyone, really. And for my 16th birthday, my aunt made me a book with advice from her family, from her friends and coworkers who are very successful people, very wonderful people who I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of those people in that book. And I adore all those people. And I look back through this book every now and then when I'm in need of some inspiration, when I need, some life and some pick-me-ups. And it's incredible. And today I wanted to share some quotes, or a quote, and other pieces of advice that I think are so incredible to take along with you with your life. So the first one's a quote. It's by Nelson Mandela, and he says, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And I never want to stop learning. That's something that I've always said. I've always loved learning, and I always want to continue learning. I love being able to understand new things about the world. I think that learning doesn't have to just be in the classroom, but I think that learning, wherever you go, whatever you're interested in, it changes how you see the world, and it allows you to see new perspectives. And it just helps you, you know, understand your world a little bit better. And it can vary from various things. You know, I love learning about history. I love learning about philosophy, but I love culture. And that's why I love travel so much, because it is a whole new learning experience every single time I travel. And you learn things about yourself. You learn about your hobbies. And it can be minute. And it learning, you know, cooking, learning about your spirituality, learning about everything. You know, I want to be full of knowledge when, you know, I'm old. And I think learning just, it's incredible. And people look down at learning as, oh, it's just school. But you learn something every single day. And when you make an effort to learn even more, you're really winning at life right there. If you really make an effort to learn so many new things every day, whether it's a language or whether it's how to, you know, doodle, or why was this structure created in this place? You know, it learning is so valuable as a human, and the fact that we have the ability to learn about this never-ending scape of knowledge. You know, we don't know everything as a human race, and we might not ever know everything, but, you know, starting somewhere is always important. This next one is one that it's especially important as you're getting older and as you are starting to compare yourself a little bit more with people around you. And it's trust that you are exactly where you need to be. Life isn't a race, and people who are in your same age and who are even in your same career may be advancing in different ways that you're not. But you have to remember that everyone's life is so different. And therefore, we're all in different places. And right now, you are where you need to be. You are where you are meant to be in order to get you to where you are meant to be and who you are meant to become. And that is okay. Everyone is different, and you have to understand that. No one lives the same life. Everyone has different experiences, and therefore they are proactive in different ways, and they react to different things, and certain opportunities come to them at certain times. But you are where you belong right now, and that changes over time, of course. But right now, no matter how what you feel, you are where you're meant to be, and it can only get better. And it's only going to go up. This next one, you know, this is something that, you know, you hear a lot. It's, you know, one of the titles of a song by the wonderful Hannah Montana. Nobody is perfect. And this applies to so many things. We are surrounded by social media, and there is this expectation to look perfect, to be perfect, and to not make any mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. Mistakes are so good for you. You learn from them. You grow. You become a better person from the mistakes. Ignore that idea that, you know, you're supposed to look this certain way in order to have that perfect look. That doesn't exist. Perfection doesn't exist. We all make mistakes, and we all look the way we do for a reason, and you need to remember that. And no matter what you're doing, no matter what's happening, no matter how you look, you are the way you are, and you're amazing for that, and never forget that. You're not defined, your worth is not defined by what the media says, you know, and you even think, you know, and this is, I'm just going to pull perfection as a body stereotype for women, is you're considered perfect. You know, I put my air quotes around that, but you can't see, but you're considered perfect when, you know, you have the perfect curve. But then even women who are curvier, you know, they're not skinny enough, and women who are skinny, they're not big enough, and you can't win. And so stop trying to please an impossible standard when you can please yourself, when you are perfect in your own way, in your own eyes. That is really how, that's the best it can be, and you are the way you are for a reason, and cherish that and appreciate that. And nobody's perfect, and that is totally okay. Listen to the Hannah Montana song if you need that reminder. This next one is something that, you know, I always forget to do. I never give myself a break when it comes to work. I'm kind of a workaholic, but don't forget to take care of yourself. Some people get really involved in taking care of other people and solving other people's problems and being there for them, and they forget and they neglect themselves. You're allowed to be selfish and take time to do those things, because it's really not selfish, because if you need to heal your soul and reground yourself, that's going to allow you to be the best person you can be to help other people. So if you're not in check, don't try to put other people in check, because that's just going to make it even harder for you to get yourself back into the track that you need to be on. You need to take care of yourself. You need to remember to do little things that kind of refill your cup, if you will, that balance you out, that ground you, that make you feel really good, and that, you know, rebalances. And then that's something, balance is something that is so important, and you need to be able to check in with yourself and recognize, okay, what do I need to do to fix the way that I am, the fix, you know, why do I feel like this? And maybe you're not feeling 100%, you know, secure with yourself. What do I need to do to make that change? Acknowledge that and then be proactive about it. And this next one kind of falls into the same theme as nobody is perfect has, and taking care of yourself, but be kind. Be kind to yourself, and be kind to everyone around you, because you never know exactly what kind of things people are going through. You never really know the full extent of certain things. And so if you be kind, if you spread kindness and you spread positivity, wink, wink, you know, you're going to feel good about yourself. Other people are going to feel good, because there's so much negativity in the world. Just, you know, be that one person that just steps out of that and be positive and encourage other people to be kind and be positive. This next one is something that, you know, I've been struggling with a little bit, this idea of the harder you work, the luckier you get. The more work you put in, at some point you will see payoff. You will get a promising return, and it takes a lot out of you sometimes. Sometimes you work unbelievably hard and you won't see payoff for a certain amount of time, and that is okay. But the harder you work, the better payoff you're going to get. And at the end of the day, it will pay off and it will be worth it. You just have to be patient. You have to work hard and just stay grounded and stay on that grind, and you will get it. And that's something that you just have to keep reminding yourself, especially if you're working on a big project and you just really want it to be good, but it will take time to see results. Okay, so this last piece of advice is probably the most important piece of advice I have ever been given by one of the most important people in my life. And it goes like this. Always choose a partner who, above everything else, will show you honor. And my uncle told me this when I got in my first ever relationship. And he told me, it's like, the guy will be good in my eyes if he honors you, himself, and the people that you are both surrounded by, his family, his friends, you know, you, your family, your friends. And that really resonated with me. And that's something that I still say, that I still look for when I'm, you know, seeing someone. It's a partnership, and your partner, the basis of a partnership is respecting and honoring one another. And that is one of the most important keys of a relationship, along with communication and trust and all that stuff. But it goes both ways. If you don't honor, and if you don't respect each other, and if you don't have this mutual respect, you're not going to get anywhere. And that is something so important. It goes to both ways. You should honor your partner, and your partner should honor you. And I think that is just, that's one of the best pieces of advice. I take this into friendships as well, and it's a mutual thing. And so just remember that. And, you know, of course, that didn't apply necessarily in some of my relationships, and those relationships were really bad. So just remember that. Just keep that in mind, that if you're not feeling, you know, honored and respected, not honored as in like, you are my queen, I bow down to you, that's not very good, but it is honor in the sense that you as a person deserve my utmost respect and you deserve to be cherished. And it goes both ways. It's a two-way street. As I said, relationships are a two-way street. And you really need to be able to recognize that and see that. And if you are not being treated that way, then, you know, maybe there's a little issue there. And that's an advice that I will carry on with myself. I will teach it to my children. I hope my children teach it to people. I tell my friends this piece of advice. That's the best advice I can give you because it applies to every relationship, you know, friendships and, you know, romantic relationships. So if you're going to get anything out of this, take that with you. So that is all the advice I'm going to share with you today. I would like to know what is the best advice you have ever received. You can let me know by DMing me in my Instagram at @getalohaspirit, or you can email me at kyla@getalohaspirit.com. And of course, if you want to see other content like this, check out getalohaspirit.com. And I'm going to do my pop culture plug. This book has been out for quite some time, but I recently just purchased it from a used bookstore in my town, and it is called The Princess Saves Herself in This One by Amanda Lovelace. It is a book of poems. I have never been hit so hard emotionally by a poetry book than I have with this one. It is beautiful. It is incredible. It is deep. I will say there is a trigger warning in here that does talk about some pretty heavy stuff, but just the way that she expresses everything she's been through is just absolutely beautiful. And I highly recommend reading excerpts from this book or even reading this book. It is incredible. I annotated the crap out of this because it was just phenomenal and I loved it. So if you enjoyed this episode, you know, stick around, listen to others, stay tuned for others, and I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in, and of course, don't forget to stay vibin'.